They left his body last year, that devotee. You all know the one about the prasadam. When we first got the temple, we used to bring the boga from Mayapur. One of us used to cook for the deities there and put in the tiffin and then bring it up on a bicycle and offer it to Lord Jagannath, his Rajbog. Jabhitakamara said that this temple, it's not legally ours at the moment. There's still one or two people have to sign because the land was owned by a number of people. So he said, don't make a high standard of worship here just in case we don't get the temple. We don't want this to happen. He didn't know he was offering the boga. So then the pujari thought, okay, he won't offer it anymore. So then he didn't bring it. Didn't bring the boga. But that night, in a dream, he went into the temple and he saw that the deities were gone. And he was shocked. And he rushed outside, looking all over the place, calling, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhaja Mahani, where are you? Come back. Because he saw them just walking this way across the fields into the distance. And he was calling, please come back, Jagannath, Baladev, Maharani, please come back. He said, no, we're going to Mayapur Chandradoy Mandir. You don't feed us up here. They got nice prasad down there. So when Jabhitaka Maharaj heard that, then he said, I didn't know he was not offering boga. You must immediately continue. Now that devotee offered the boga, and he forgot to bring tulsi leaf. And he was considering whether he should go out and pick the tulsi. There's tulsi around. But that temple where they are now was in such a dilapidated condition when we first got it. Actually, you couldn't even lock the door. Wouldn't even close properly. So he was considering, if I go, then some dog may come in, or the children may come. So then he prayed to Lord Jagannath Prabhu. I know you say that you don't accept any offering without tulsi, but please understand the circumstance and it's for your benefit. somebody may get it before you do. So please consider this. Please consider my predicament and accept it anyway. So he offered the boga. He went outside, chanted the Gayatri. He went in to offer the arati, and in the boga, in the rice, there was a tulsi branch this big, stuck right in the middle of the rice. Another devotee he'd been to the Kushinaga, this village, city, this side. As he was coming back to Mayapur, it was just before 1 o'clock. Then he had a strong desire to see Lord Jagannath. So he told his driver, quick, go to the temple, the Jagannath temple. And I just want to take darshan now. He jumped out and ran into the temple. The pujari just locked the door. He just put the deities to rest. It was already after 1 o'clock. And so he asked the pujari, Prabhu, no darshan now? No, he's sleeping. No chance. No, he's gone to bed now. So I didn't like to, I couldn't telling him to wake him up, open up again. He said, but I was feeling really disappointed because, he said, I don't usually get such devotional feelings like this. He said, very unusual for me to get such a bhava that, you know, really wanted to see him somewhere like that. So anyway, maybe he can see through the doors. So he's looking through the cracks in the doors and he couldn't see much, just too dark. And he was trying to force the doors open. He was laying on the floor, trying to look underneath the door. One has to develop these qualities if one really wants Krishna. And he was trying to look through the windows, but the doors were wooden doors. He was trying to pull them open. Nothing. For 15 minutes, I was trying eagerly to darshan. So then I gave up. Then I walked away and my heart was so heavy, I was really disappointed. I really wanted to see Jagannath. So then I heard a sound. So I looked around and a window was swinging open. Then he went running back, looked in the window and the sun was shining in. And Jagannath, brother dear, she was running there. A similar story, some students came here one evening and they said, we heard a lot about these deities. We heard they're very mystical deities. we want to see them, want their darshan and blessings. But at that time there was no electricity. It was dark. So there was only one candle and they was a little bit disappointed with the darshan because they couldn't see very nicely. Anyway, stayed a little while and the pujari was just starting the arti and he said, oh, can hardly see, hardly even see them. So then they went. They said, there was load shedding that time. They said, no light. He said, no, there's no. So then they left. Then the pujari called them back. Quick, come back. And they come rushing back. He said, he just offered the pancha pradeep. Said, and when he put it down, he said, then the lamp started to burn bigger and bigger. The flames, they were coming up higher, like, you know, 9 inches. A brilliant light was coming and making a lovely darshan from them. Taking out Swami Ki. The deity here is famous for fulfilling desires. If you can make a wish and have the desires fulfilled here, to be careful what you desire. In the Dham, it happens, they're fulfilled 1,000 times quicker. So be prepared. See that? John was will tell some more stories.
In 1971, I believe, was the Bangladesh War, I think it was 1971. Yeah, so then at that time it was a very tense situation was going on with the Hindu-Muslim thing. So Pratik Chatterjee was here, who had the temple before. He had 6 daughters and he had no sons. And he said, we're here in the middle of this Muslim village and the very tense situation, anything can happen, you know, it just could flare up. So he thought, we go to another Hindu village for protection while this tension is in. So he left and he went to Rangosh village, and he was staying there with his daughters. And then the Muslim chief of the village, he went to see him and he said, please come back to your house. He said, how can I come back? You know the situation. He said, no, everything will be alright if you come back. So we have a good relationship at the moment, but you know, and it can just flares up and anything could happen. No. You please come back, we promise. We will actually protect you. The reason we're telling you is because ever since you've gone, we're hearing voices saying, why we're not getting any food anymore? Why we don't get any water? Why no one is coming to see us anymore? So you please come back, and we promise we will guard your house, we will guard the temple. So he came back and they set up a 24-hour guard with the Muslims. We'll guard his house and the temple. Jagannath Swami ki. One time some devotees from another village, they wanted to worship Jagannath, and they said, well, you go to Srimantapuri, there's a temple there, nobody really looks after, there's a nice deity there, you can take the deity. Nothing seems to be happening. Okay, it's a good idea. So they come over one night and they kidnap Jagannath. And they've taken him over to Belpakur. And all of a sudden, they have to answer the call of nature. So they put Jagannath down to relieve themselves, and they were continuing their journey, but they couldn't move Jagannath. Three men, they pick him, but they couldn't move him. So we better get some more men. So they went to their village and they come back. They got 13 men. And they're all trying to lift Jagannath, but they couldn't move him. So by the time then the daylight came and they thought, we're in these fields with Jagannath. What's going to happen to us? So then they all went back to the temple, you know, like Kali. I made a big mistake, and she shot on her husband. She went, they said we made a big, big mistake here. They walked in with the fingers in their ears and their tongues hanging out. We made a big, big mistake. Please forgive us. Your Jagannath is in the field. He doesn't want to come with us. Tupacharya went, picked up Jagannath. Jagannath Samiki. I guess he didn't want to leave Puri. In fact, the Sri Chaitanya Devotee Mata were worshipping for some period of time, a couple of years. He asked if they could take over the worship because they couldn't manage very well. So they were sending one brahmachari here. The brahmachari now is in Puri. And so he was coming and doing worship every day. And then they decided it's inconvenient that we have to send one man here every day and make special preparations. We will take your Jagannath, we'll take the Jagannath back to the Chaitanya Mahal, and we can put him there, and then it's a lot easier for us, and all the facilities are there for Jaya's. But Jagadish Gangu, he said, no, he said, Jagannath cannot come. He has to stay here. So then also they gave up worship of Jagannath. So this is his eternal abode here. There's another very interesting story of how Jagannath manifests himself here. And this one was it was written in one book, that one pujari he found in Bhagavatar Gaudiya Math. In fact, if someone told him, he was there, and he said, where are you coming from? He said, I'm Ikshan. He said, oh, what service are you doing? I serve Jagannath in the Rajapur temple. He said, oh, there's a little bit of history about that place. So he showed him one book, and he read the story, but I asked him to get the book, but he couldn't find it again, and he couldn't find the pujari. So I don't exactly know which book it was or name. But anyway, it was 500 years ago, when Lord Chaitanya was here, and Lord Shiva was at the Shiva Ghat, that Shiva Doba, by that little culvert. Lord Shiva was there taking his bath at that time, and a piece of wood was coming down, and he understood that this is not an ordinary wood, this is Daru Brahman. So he grabbed that wood and he brought it on the bank. At that time Parvati Devi came. She said, my dear husband, I just had an astonishing dream. And Lord Jagannath said he's going to appear. He said, yes, this is him. This is him. I just got him. I pulled him out of the Ganga. Jagannath had a desire. He told his pandas in Puri that I really liked it during the time of King Indradumna. was really nice. He said, but now you know my devotees are in Namadweep. I'd really like to go to Namadweep. You can take me. I said, oh, we can take you to Namadweep. You can, this is your place here. We have a beautiful temple. He said, but all my devotees are there now in Namadweep. I said, no, it's not possible. He said, if you don't go, I'll go myself. So he jumped in the ocean and he floated up the Bay of Bengal and up the Ganga. And he came up to Shiva Ghat and Shiva pulled him out. And he took him to Sridharangam, the house of Kolavacha Sridhar. And he put him there. And just at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming with a kirtan party. And as soon as Mahaprabhu got, he said, hey, Jagannath is here, there are Brahman is here, hurry ball. The kirtan and circumambulating Lord Jagannath. But unfortunately, I don't know the name of that one. But anyway, it's another instance of how Jagannath appeared. He manifests himself. There was one pujari here, his name is Sachinandan Das. And he stayed here for many, many years. And he's very, very dedicated. And he had so many pastimes in Lord Jagannath. He was just a simple boy from the village in somewhere in 24 Poganas and by the Diamond Harbour and the, you know, the sort of jungles and everything. Really? Simple boy. But Lord Jagannath, so many times he appeared to him. I can conclude that it was, he just loved kirtan. But any spare minute, he would sit down and he would pray Madanga and he would chant. He would always be doing bhajans and kirtan. Any spare moment he had. Always busy. He would come down to Mayapur Chandradai Mandir sometimes. For some reason. But he would just sit in the kirtan and he would start chanting. In the Dupaja. And I think it must have been that. He was beautiful singing. He must have really captured Jagannath's heart. And so Jagannath had many, many pastimes with his devotees. One of his pastime, he was dressed in Jagannath and he was sitting in front of him and he was putting necklaces on Jagannath, so he put one necklace, then he put another necklace, and then he put another one, and then he put another one, and it fell off. Strange, he picked it up and he put it on again it fell off. So he picked it up again, and again it fell off. So he picked it up, he was and put it on again, and Jagannath said, don't you understand, I don't want another one. Three is enough. Jagannath Swamiki. He told me he had a dream. Jagannath appeared to him and he said, now when you put us to rest at night, because there's some small deity there, and Jagannath has a bed behind. So we put the small deities in the bed. So Jagannath said, when you put carry on us, you pick us up, he said, you put these two fingers right across my eyes. He said, you're not good, you know, these are cursing fingers and picking your nose and whatever. He said, but when you carry us like that, you've got your fingers over our eyes. It's not good. So it was a dream. He was going. So he was trying to avoid it, but after a few days, he forgot about the whole incident. And again, he was carrying like that, small deities, and had his fingers across their eyes. So he's carrying one time to put into bed. He's holding Lord Jagannath. He's just going to put him in the bed, and Jagannath said, I told you not to touch us with these fingers. When he told me the story, I said, how can Jagannath say that? How can Jagannath say that, don't touch me with these fingers? Because he doesn't have fingers. Jagannath doesn't have that. He said, don't touch me with these fingers. He doesn't have hands. He said, he does. He does. Jagannath, I guess. So Jagannath appears in a Krishna form when he has his pastimes. And another time he was really sick. And there wasn't so much help here. And he said, he did the Rajbhogarti trouble. He put Jagannath to rest and he said to the guard who was there, he said, listen, I'm just so exhausted. I'm too exhausted. I'm sick. I've got fever and I can't come back at 4 o'clock and wake up the dealers. Please let me take a sufficient rest. Don't call me if I don't come. So he said he just went and he crashed in his bed and he was fast asleep. Jagannath came to dream and said, why are you not going to wake us up at 4 o'clock? He said, oh God, I'm so exhausted. I'm so sick. He said, I see you're taking Mahaprasad. And also you're doing some kirtan, playing with others. You can do that, why you can't wake us up? Just at that time he's hearing bang, bang, bang on the door, the guard says, hey, it's 4 o'clock. Late, you have to wake up, Jagannath. He goes, oh, okay. I have to get up, Jagannath wants me to get up. And he got up and he comes to wake Lord Jagannath. And when he was waking Lord Jagannath and making a fruit offering, Jagannath spoke to him and he said, you know that other pujari who helps sometimes? He said, when he dresses us, he's not very careful. He said, sometimes he sticks us with a pin when he's dressing us. He said, you look under my chadar. So he lifted up Jagannath's chadar from his arm, and there was a spot of blood on Jagannath's arm. Jagannath Samiki. Pratima tuminahi. Sakshat Vajanjanandana. You are not the deity, you are directly the son of Nanda Maharaj. Jagannath Swami ki. Jai. Jangi will continue.
The first family that came here from ISKCON, Bengali family that was, they had a young son, and one day he came into his mother. He was hysterical, crying, and she said, what happened, come down, so what happened? I went to the temple and there was no one there. And the lady said, "Well, you had a lovely brooch, but he attacked you." I said, "I'd take it." He said, "There's no one there." I was just going to take it. He said, and Balaram, he swung his arm and slapped me in the face. Mother said, "You're mad." No, he did. One time somebody took some prasad. Somebody took some prasad in one day. Rickshaw driver. So he took one cup for his friend. He was a rickshaw driver also. But his friend was a Mohammedan. So he said, why are you giving me this stuff? Threw it on the floor. Next morning he came back to the pujari. Come back to the temple. And he offered some thanks for the deity, for Jagannath, for worship. Then the pujari said, thank you. How come you're bringing these things? Unusual because you're a Muslim. You're bringing these things. He said, well, I made a big mistake yesterday. I didn't realize. I heard about these deities, but he said last night, he said, this white one here. White one. He said it was horrible. I hope never in my life to experience anything like that again. he was sitting on me, and he was like a mountain. I could barely breathe. Somehow or other, I could just breathe, and he was choking me. And he had his hand, and he was strangling me, and he was slapping me. And I thought it was my end, and I was saying, please be merciful, please be merciful, don't, please, please, be merciful to me. And he said, you rascal. He said, we worship my brother by honoring prasadam, and you're disrespecting it, I finish you. I thought it was the end. He said, and this yellow one. He said, yeah, very good, kill him. Then I thought, that's it. I was on the verge of death, and then he said, in this black one, he was laughing. He was laughing. He said, no, don't kill him. Let him be. He said, everyone knows about these, but I never believed it, these stories, what we've heard. He said, but now I've learned my lesson, and you please offer this for things for me, and I'll take them. If you find some little prasadam, I'll be very grateful. And his neck was red. Not as bad as Pundarik Vidyanidhi. There's one girl was also showing her feet to Jagannath. Young little girl showing the soles of her feet to Jagannath, and the children said, don't do that, this is takwa. But she was a Muslim also. Yeah, I care about this. Immediately she got diseased feet. Still there in the village, she walks on her knees now. She can't walk. Older now. another one was a steel from Jagannath when we were constructing that temple. He used to steal the things, building materials. They steal things like that. One time the thieves came, and one devotee said, "Hey, there's thieves out there. Go away. Go and see this." And the other one said, "No, you go and see this. They're in different rooms." No, you go and see it." So when they woke up in the morning, they found they had stolen the door of the house. They just put a new wooden door, so they stole. Another time they were just stolen things, and they stole one aluminium glass with a toothbrush in it. So, that's what you're contending with. So anyway, he was stealing these building materials. And they don't from this temple. His Jagannath is very notorious. But he's a thief by nature, this man. And he was stealing at someone's house, and they caught him and cut his hand off. And then they take him to the Thana police station. And he said, "Before you take me there, please take me to Jagannath temple." Lucky quest. Then he paid his obeisances to Jagannath. Said, "I know why this has happened. Because I was stealing from you. I'm sorry, I rectify myself. Please glance favorably upon me." when they were building the temple, one of the workers, he was also taking. He'd take this marble every night, a piece of marble. Very quite a collection. Every day he would take a piece. One day he brought it back on a bullock cart or a rickshaw, a whole pile of it. "I mean, I'm very sorry, I'm stealing this marble." He said, "Well, I have to bring it back because Lord Jagannath came to me last night in my dreams." He said, "Why are you stealing this? Why are you stealing my property? You take it back in the morning, otherwise you're finished, your whole family will be destroyed. You hear me? You take it back immediately." devotee was going to, on a train, he was going to Puri, he was going to Calcutta. And then he was going to Puri. Then he was sleeping on the train, and Jagannath came in a dream and said, "Why are you going to Puri? I reside very near here. You don't have to go to Puri." He said, "You get off at the next stop, you can see me here." That was here, nearby, a few kilometers, Badopur. So then he jumped off the train. Train was just pulling, he jumped off. Some local people, is Jagannath temple here? It's right nearby. So he came here and worshipped here, instead of Puri. "I know you go to Puri 1 year, and Vrindavan 1 year, and Mayapur 1 year. Suddenly, you can come 2 years to Mayapur, 1 year to Vrindavan, 2 years to Mayapur." This is Purushottam, Nilchal. Maybe we're sitting on the hill here. This is the highest place around, actually. When it doesn't flood here, everywhere else floods. We're 16 feet of water in Mayapur. This place is dry. So this is the hill of Nilchal. The turtle's back of the turtle is where he lives. Rajapur, place of the king. One of Srila Prabhupada's good brothers was telling us he was here one day, and the pujari went in to the temple with the offering, and it wasn't covered. The plate wasn't covered, and something fell from the door, from the top of the door, of the ceiling, onto the plate. Yes, this is in the old temple. And he said, "I didn't say anything." He said, "I was the only one there. There was no one else around." He said, "I didn't say anything. I saw something happen there." He said, "But after the arati, then a little old widow came up, and she started to fire the pujari. What do you think you're doing? You're offering impure things to Jagannath? Don't you know it's a great offense to offer impure things to Jagannath? You have to be very careful what you offer when you're offering that boga. You don't even know these things?" He didn't know what she was talking about. He said, "But this other sannyasi could understand that this." "Yeah, I don't know how she knew," he said, "because she wasn't there." He said, "There was no one there. There was only one there." Oh, she told the pujari, "You gotta be careful," she said, "there's animals around. And the bog shouldn't be seen by an animal before you offer it. It wasn't covered, something fell on the boga, you know." But he said she wasn't there. She wasn't there at that time. He told her, "So you have to, that's why you respect all of the residents in the dham, because you don't know who you're actually dealing with. Not ordinary. Take birth in the dham means, you know, it's supposed to be your last birth. You've been devoted in a previous birth. Otherwise you can't take birth. You performed devotional service before." Like all of you, must have performed devotional service in your previous life, according to the Shastra. Oh, Srila Prabhupada said a couple of times, "You've been sent by my Guru Maharaj to assist us." Or, "You've been sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Otherwise, how is it we could be here? In this place, center of the universe, breathing the air and taking the dust. The very same places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to walk and roll, and Nityananda, and Shiva, Thakur, and Advaita Mahasaya, and Jagannath, many other incarnations. Then I was all continue.
There is some shaligrams there on the altar, and one Giriraj Govardhan Srila. I see Nitai Chamraj bought them, and he kind of just left them there. And so they were on the altar there with Lord Jagannath. And after some time, Jagannath appeared to Pujari and he said that ever since that the Giriraj has been here, he said he's taken all the prasad. He said he doesn't even wait for Pujari to offer it. As soon as it comes in, he starts to grab it. And he especially likes the sweets. And he's so fast. He takes it so fast. He eats all the sweets and everything. You should do something about it. I said, you should tell Jagannath, next time he does it, you threaten him that if you do it again, I'll pick up my little finger. That happened here? It did? It happened in Puri also. There's a story that they say it happened here, but also it happened in Jagannath Puri. I heard the story from Jagannath Puri. There's a couple of little kids that are stealing some jackfruits. There's a lot of jackfruit trees here also. And the farmer saw them. Hey, hey, what are you doing, you little kids? Hey, hey, they're running away with the jackfruit. Hey, come back, come back, come back. He's chasing, chasing, chasing. He comes running round. He goes into the house of Jagannath Temple there. And the farmer comes running behind him. And Pujari's sitting there. Hey, where did they go? Where did they go? Who's that? Two little boys. They stole my fruit. Nobody came in. Yes, I saw them just come running in this doorway. Nobody, I was sitting here. Nobody. What were they like? One was dark complexion. One was very light. You sure you didn't come inside? No, I didn't. Hey, what's that leaning against the wall there? That's my jackfruit. How did I get that? They're going to have some Mickey. Another time, this was a long time before also. There was some kind of epidemic around and everyone was getting sick. Very bad, cholera or something like that. And everybody was going down. And Jagannath spoke to Pujari and he said, why are my devotees not coming to see me anymore? Nobody coming. Very quiet in the village. He said, there's a very dangerous epidemic and everybody's going down with this epidemic. So you have to get this particular medicine for that. He told him the name of this tree. He said, you take the bark of this tree, you make the medicine. That's the medicine for the cure this. Then in the morning he woke up and he thought, wow, it's a nice instruction, but we don't have that tree around here. It doesn't grow in this area. I wonder where we can get that. Anyway, it was a dream after all. So he wasn't thinking so much about it. Later on in the day, a little boy is coming. He's dragging a big branch behind him. Mataji? Mataji, your husband is here? No, he's not here. Oh, yeah. Someone told me to bring him this wood. No, no, he's in the house over there. Mm-hmm. So she goes over later on to the house. Where was that little boy? He said, what little boy? That little boy bought the wood. What wood? Outside the door, can you see? Big branch was there. Little boy was dragging it along and he told me someone told him that you ordered it. I didn't order any wood. We come outside and, hey, this is the tree that we need to make the medicine from. So then they made the medicine and then all the village got well again. Jagannath Swami ki. I had a story just a few last month actually from one of Pratik Chatterjee's daughters, her husband actually. He was here and he was telling me that he told this story. There was the wedding was going on, well, with one of the daughters. So some thieves thought we'd go there because wedding means they're going to give some gold, at least a bangle or something like that, a chain. There must be some gold in the wedding. And it's a very deserted place up there, and it's all forest. And so we'll just wait for a suitable time and we'll take the gold. So he was famous bandit of the area. So they went in. I was waiting in the trees and I was waiting for the wedding ceremony to go on, and then they bring out the gold a bit later on. So, but when I was watching, I said, there's this huge figure was walking around, black man, and he had a big trident in his hand. He was about 7 feet tall, and he had eyes like red coals. And he was just walking around, and I said, we're not going to go anywhere near that wedding with this guy walking around. But after some time, he left. And I was sitting in an office, and it seems to be clear now. So they kind of went over there, and then he said, oh, no. He understood, you know, they're kind of appearing out of nowhere. And he said, hey, there's a wedding, please come in. Come in, take some prasad. So he treated them like guests. And then they stayed for some time. And then he talked to him a little while and then left. And then he was all arguing. Then they started fighting each other. They're beating each other. Anything. And the wedding party couldn't understand what was going on, but they all ended up beating each other and arguing. Anyway, sometime later, that notorious person came again. It was night time, 8 o'clock at night. And he knocked on the door and he said, who is there? He said, why I should open up at 8 o'clock at night? And I, everybody knows your character. He said, no, I'm alone, I promise. I have something to tell you. I didn't come here for any kind of feedery. And then he came and he told him, actually, we planned to steal that thing that we saw. We saw this big god. And we were frightened to come. But then he left. We got our courage back. And then we came in. He said that, but at that time, he said, when I was talking to you, he said, there was a light that came from Jagannath Temple. And it floated through the air. And it went right into your heart. And I was sussing you up. I was just talking and sussing up how we can steal this thing. But when I saw this light, I don't know if anybody else saw it. You didn't seem to notice it. But I could understand that you have been protected by Jagannath. So then I said, my consciousness, I, even if we try, I don't think we'd be successful if he is protected by Jagannath. So then I told my men to leave, and then they were so angry. Why are we were there, we could get that gold. And I said, no, no, it's too dangerous. And then they all started fighting, and we beat each other up. And Jagannath showed me key. Yeah.
Only one.
Radhakrishna Prabhu ki. Jagannath Swami ki. So the greatest glorification that you can perform to Lord Jagannath is by offering, honoring his chapana boka. Jagannath Swami Mahaprasad ki. Mithai go Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol.
Jai! Jai!
Oh, I will speak something.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.